This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in a crucial working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit in Evian, France. The high-level session is being attended by G7 member nations, partner countries and key representatives from the International Monetary Fund and the OECD. However, all eyes are firmly set on Prime Minister's highly anticipated bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump, scheduled for this evening. This marks the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders since they last met in Washington, D.C. in February 2025. During today's engagement, they are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump carries immense diplomatic weight. Although both leaders met briefly yesterday during the group photograph and the working session, now all eyes are firmly set on this formal bilateral meeting. Since the two leaders are holding talks after a long time, it is naturally drawing widespread global attention. It is highly expected that the ongoing West Asia crisis will be a major point of discussion during their meeting. This comes at a crucial time as the US and Iran have recently finalized a deal to end their war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Besides this, progress on the trade deal between the two nations is also high on the agenda. India is also likely to focus on the vital issue of energy security. Apart from these critical topics, Mr. Modi and Mr. Trump are expected to discuss the entire gamut of bilateral trade between both the nations. Ankit Kumar, Akashvani News, Evian, France.
Besides his meeting with US President, Mr. Modi is also scheduled to participate in a working lunch focused on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of artificial intelligence. This meeting will bring together G7 member countries, partner nations and CEOs of leading AI companies to discuss the future of digital innovation. Furthermore, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and a separate bilateral engagement with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. India and France have reaffirmed their commitment to innovation, artificial intelligence and technology cooperation at the inauguration of the India Pavilion at Viva Tech 2026 in Paris. Speaking at the event, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and French Minister for Artificial Intelligence and Digital Affairs Anne-Lee Hanaf highlighted the growing strategic partnership between the two countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that from a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism to decisive actions such as surgical strikes, Balakot and Operation Sindoor, India has sent a clear message that its sovereignty is non-negotiable. In a social media post, Mr. Singh noted that India has witnessed a historic transformation in its national security architecture under the astute leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that the country's resolve for Atmanirbharta in defence has strengthened indigenous capabilities, modernised armed forces and enhanced preparedness across land, sea, air, cyber and space domains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will disburse incentives worth around 2,400 crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana or PMVBRY at a special programme in New Delhi on Friday. The Prime Minister's office said that the disbursal marks a significant milestone in the implementation of the centre's flagship employment-linked incentive scheme. In Gujarat, six people, including a 9-year-old child, have died in an accident between a truck and a private bus in Vadodara. 27 others were injured and shifted to SSG Hospital in Vadodara for treatment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed grief over the tragic accident on the Vadodara-Jarod Road in Gujarat. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended today's choppy trading session with gains of almost 0.5%. Sensex rose 347 points to close at 77,156, while Nifty advanced 97 points to settle at 24,086. And in football, Austria won its first World Cup match in 36 years with a 3-1 win over Jordan today. Jordan defender Yazan Al-Arab's own goal in the 76th minute put Austria ahead 2-1 before Austria's Marko Arnautovic converted a stoppage time penalty to seal the result. And that's the end of this news bulletin.